The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation? And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints come marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints come marching in, I want to be in that number. When the saints come marching in. That's enough of that. Again, Father, why are you singing those secular songs? But is it a secular song? No, it is not. I know this for a fact because there was a guy who requested this in his will as the recessional hymn at his funeral mass. And I called the Office of Worship and I ran it past Monsignor Johnson. And Monsignor Johnson said, "Yes, like Amazing Grace, or like This Little Light of Mine, or Soon and Very Soon." It is an old Southern Baptist spiritual. And if you look at all the verses, as I did, "Oh, when the sun refuses to shine and the moon turns blood red," that's right out of the book of Revelation. Very biblically based hymn. And I start singing it because we're going to get back to that at the very end of my homily. When the saints come marching in is when Christ's reign will be established forever. And we want to be in that number. Well, let's get back, though, to this question that this sappy, it's so sappy and such a forgettable tune that I didn't even bother to Google it today. But it does pose the great question, if nothing lasts forever, what's forever for? It was a sappy love song. But theologically, it's a great question. Every nation, kingdom, principality, empire that has tried to push God aside has made claims that it's going to be the one to last forever. And guess what? Each one of them has gone kaput. Even if you date the Roman Empire back to the 700s BC, when the city of Rome was established, that barely lasted 1,000 years. You say, well, that's a long time. Well, let's think about eternity, forever and ever and ever. Let's think about the world being like 500 billion years old. How long is 1,000 years? Not very long. And even if you look at oh, say the Byzantine Empire a few hundred years, and then the Ottoman Empire took over from that 600 years at best. They all said that they were going to be the one that would last forever. And so did in 1917, during the Russian Revolution, when the Soviet Union was established. They said, this is it, this is the state-of-the-art government, a government of the people.
Right.
72 years. And then the best thing to think about is the Third Reich, not because of what it was, but the fact that it was called the Third Reich by Hitler because Hitler said it would last at least 3,000 years, didn't last a decade. None of these things are the kingdom that is without end. There's only one King of Kings, one Lord of Lords, and only one kingdom that will last forever and ever and ever, and that is the kingdom of Christ, King of the universe. My brothers and sisters, we have to be his loyal subjects. And more than that, he wants us not to be just loyal subjects. More than that, he wants us to be his brothers and sisters in his royal family. He is the king, and if we are his brothers and sisters, then necessarily that makes us princes and princesses. We are baptized into that royal family when we receive that first sacrament, that gateway sacrament, into the life of grace in the church. And we have to be in allegiance first and foremost with Christ. We are citizens of heaven. We're just passing through here. And we be a patriotic Americans, yes, but we have to remember that unless a kingdom, a country, a nation, a principality, an empire, unless it conforms to the will of God and the teachings of Christ, then that, whatever it is doomed to extinction. Everything else will pass away. The kingdom of Christ will be left. People will say, as they did in the ancient Roman days, where is this kingdom? Well, where is it? Where is the king? We killed him, but he rose. Where are his subjects? Well, we try to keep a low profile because when you find us out, you kill us. But we were infiltrating the society. People like Barabbas wanted to overthrow the Roman Empire and kick them out. Jesus says, no, you become as bad as they are. You don't fight fire with fire. Be patient. Give it time. And it happened. A few hundred years, the Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity, and Christianity went from being outlawed and its members put to death to being the official religion of the empire. But even then, not everybody followed it. And the Roman Empire crumbled at the hands of the barbarians, the Huns. Only Christ's kingdom will last. Another movie reference, a pop culture reference. When people say, where is the kingdom? Where is the subjects? Well, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. But we're hidden in a way. Christ's kingdom is here, and it's not. It's growing. Seeds are planted. You can't see the tree until it starts poking its trunk and its branches up over the ground. It's coming, though. It's coming. It's inevitable. Christ has won the victory on the cross through his death and resurrection. Let's go back to another World War II reference. Where was the French army? Hitler marched into France, marched into Paris, took over the whole country without firing a shot. But was it over? No. We had the French resistance, the underground. We had people only known to each other, hopefully, until they get caught, fighting the good fight, trying to reestablish justice and truth and a godly way of life. If you remember the movie Casablanca, getting back to that, When one member of the underground would encounter another, he would say, "Are you interested in buying my ring?" And it had a cross on it. And the other would look and say, "Oh yes, I would like to go in private and talk to you further about this." They identified each other. There, where's the kingdom? It's within us. And it only shines forth to the degree that we let the love of Christ and his kingdom shine through us and radiate onto others. Christians had their own little secret way of identifying themselves. Speaking of rings, it's on this ring, the symbol of the fish. Matt, you remember what that's called? Yes, the what? Ichthys or something like that? The ichthys, right. Well, whatever it is, it's on my ring. My mother bought me this one year for my birthday. She wanted me to have something special made of white gold. When a Christian suspected that there was another Christian in the street, for example, and remember the streets are dust, he or she would make a semicircle like this and walk away. And then the other person, if he or she was a Christian, would complete the fish and make another semicircle in the opposite direction. And then they would know that the kingdom of God, the reign of Christ, was present in them. We're fighting a fight in our culture. Boy, do we know it. Boy, do we know it. It's tough to be a Christian these days. It was tough to be a Christian then. We, in more subtle ways, get ridiculed and put down, and they try to cast us out. But we're here. Christ's reign is here. His kingdom is coming. And we have to keep fighting the good fight and not give up and pass the torch to future generations, however long it takes. Because when the saints come marching in, my brothers and sisters, we want to be in that number. And we will live and reign with Christ our King in that perfect kingdom that has no end.